The Dhamma, here, Mission House, here. To put it down for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes for May 28th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Thank you, Eric.
What is the same? Public comment.
Good morning. My name is John Domino.
I'm in. Can you remind him each time he needs to
know
3 minutes?
Which is this issue? Township.
We can hear
okay.
What you have to say.
Thank you.
Pops up the timer for 3 minutes.
So you have 3 minutes?
Okay. I own a property. I live in Indiana, White Township, but I own a property in Green Township with my ex-wife, known as Betty Luce, too. Now, there has been a bar built out there without my permission. No inspections, no permits, no plans. I have talked to Green Township about this. They originally said it was not in their jurisdiction. After that, a little later, they said it wasn't their jurisdiction. I have talked to Terry Lickenfeltz about this. He originally said that Green Township said it was just going to be a fire pit, not a building. It is clearly a 20 by 30 bar with extension cords hanging in and everything else. And I guess what I'm asking, Hunter, I still own the property, and liability is very high. I mean, they drink there every day. They party there every day. There is a letter in there from Terry. I'll give you another copy. I was going to go off it, but I don't think we'll want to. Sorry about that. It's a liability, I guess, and what I would call an eyesore. There are things in there where women have worked there. The owner, well, my ex-wife's boyfriend, talks to him ignorantly, everything else. People are drunk, falling down. But my main concern is I've talked to Green Township. They won't even email me back. I've talked to Terry Lickenfels. Now he won't even email me back. And I guess I'm just looking for help on trying to figure out how to take care of the problem. Terry clearly sent a letter to me, and he was supposed to send it to my ex-wife, that states the building should come down or should be have permits. The building is already built. Therefore, you can't make plans to build the building. It's already built. So I guess I'm asking for your help to try to figure out what I can do with this problem or issue.
Well, to tell you the truth, there's really nothing that I can do. The reason I say that is we're a commonwealth.
Okay.
And local government actually supersedes us. They have their own UCC
okay.
laws and everything.
Okay.
That's going to have to be dealt with on the...
So my best bet would be then...
On the township side.
To go file one.
Okay. I mean, that's not... I'm not telling you, giving you
any no, advice. No, you're not giving me...
I'm just letting you know that we can't do nothing.
You can't do anything. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you like the apples?
Yeah, I might as well need them down the line. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, executive sessions from May 28th until June 10th. There were no executive sessions held. Next, we have an agreement with Human Services. And good morning, Ms. Spencer.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm sorry I'm not there. I'm on a joint call with a transit webinar as well. So we have two going on in my office here. So the first is a cooperation agreement between the county and ICAP. And this is money through our Human Services Development Fund. We are going to authorize or allot $13,000 to go to the homeless assistance program, homeless case managers. The whole goal behind this is to try to keep two full-time case managers homeless case managers on staff at ICAP. It's really difficult. It doesn't sound like that's a hard thing to do, but it's very difficult to keep two full time. And with this supplemental payment, we have found through the years, we've done this every year since I've been here, and I believe before too. This helps try to keep two. So we just have to beef up that staffing over at ICAP. So this first one, it's de a decrease from last year, so it's from 16,000 down to 13,000. And we're not sure, we're never sure with the budget if the extra 5 million in HAP funds is going to make the cut or not, since they're so far in a deficit right now. So I didn't want to do away with it completely, so because I have to have something to fall back on. So hopefully this will be enough for this year to get us through, and we can get staffed up to two full-time homeless case managers again.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to accept the agreement?
Seven.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next is the contract.
Yeah, so my office, the Department of Human Services, oversees and monitors the homeless assistance program, and we subcontract that. This is the contract with ICAP. They implement the programs. So the following programs: the rental assistance, the emergency shelter, the homeless case management program, and the bridge program. So all four of those programs are implemented under the HAP program. And I just have to say, on a side note, ICAP does a really, really nice job helping us with this, and we're good partners in this. So we'll actually receive $223,106. It's the same allotment that we've gotten since I've been here for the last 11 years. I don't see that increasing at all unless that extra HAP comes through. But it's hard to know what's going to happen. So we keep $17,724 of that for admin purposes on our side, and ICAP gets the rest for all the programs. So that's our contract renewing July 1st of 2025, going through June 30th of 2026.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the contract? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Lisa.
Hey, thank you
Great
so
day.
much. Have a great day.
Okay, next we have a memorandum of understanding from the probation department and Chief Flannery. Good morning.
Good morning. Indiana County was awarded a grant in the amount of $10,000 from the Administrative Office of Pennsylvania Courts, AOPC, to support the Veterans Treatment Court program. The grant period is to run from April 1st of this year through March 31st of next year. We are requesting that this MOU be approved and signed so we can use that money.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the MOU?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, do you have an agreement with BTM Software?
We do. The probation department is moving to switch record management systems from our current program with Kinectrics in an effort to save money and be more efficient. We have grant funds which can pay for the new software for this year and also for 2026. We are requesting approval to submit the statement of work agreement between the new company BTM Software Solutions and Indiana County.
Do I have a motion to approve the agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, and thank you for the work and the savings. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Next, we have a resolution from the planning office, and Ms. Batcha, would you like to present?
Thank you so much. The Office of Planning Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners enter into a cooperation agreement with the Indiana County Development Corporation for the administration of a $525,000 Keystone Communities Initiative grant with the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for various building improvement projects at 600 Philadelphia Street, Indiana. The project scope will include the roof replacement and a portion of the general construction, HVAC, add alternates for the window shades and new front doors, the contracts of which have been awarded, There will be additional bids for communication technology, audiovisual equipment and installation, and conference room furniture as funding is available. This location will be the Welcome Center, serving as the new offices for the Indiana County Church of Rome, the Indiana County Chamber of Commerce, and Downtown Indiana, a nonprofit corporation. First Commonwealth Bank donating building to the county for this project. This is a role reversal than the typical circumstances in that the Indiana County Development Corporation will serve as the grantee and the county will be the beneficiary entity of the grant funding. The county shall be responsible for the design and specifications of each project phase and shall accept operational control and ongoing maintenance of the completed projects. The cooperation agreement also designates the Office of Planning and Development as administrator of the project.
Thank you. Motion to approve the resolution?
Second.
Second.
Second, I have a question. Is any part of the grant cover overhead related to the planning office's efforts in this? No,
unfortunately.
Just wanted to know. Thank you.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pose the same. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
And next we have a grant from PCORP, and Ms. Mary, I would like to present.
I'm asking the board to approve a grant application for the 2025-26 PCORP Loss Prevention Grant Program. If approved, these grant funds will be used for salt carpeting in courtroom 1 and 2. The judges in both courtrooms have expressed acoustic problems during court trials. Installing carpeting in the courtroom will reduce noise by minimizing echoes and reverberation, have we said that word right, and will improve speech intelligibility for all participants, judges, lawyers, witnesses, jurors, and the public. I'm sorry, my contacts don't see the periods in the sentences. Contact or carpet will also provide better traction than the hard surface, reducing the risk of slips and falls, which is important for high traffic public building where individuals may move quickly or under stress. So I'm asking the board to approve this grant in the amount of $22,245.40.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the grant?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. Any other business we brought before the board today?
I would like to make an announcement. It comes on the heels of this final addendum matter, and that relates to the County Commissioners Association. So it's great to see the county be able to take advantage of those dollars from that grant. And I just wanted to say that the board of directors from the County Commissioners Association are in town this week for the board meeting. And as president, I am able to host the board meeting in June. So just wanted to say welcome to our County Commissioners Association. And we will be doing we'll have a reception at Jimmy Stewart Museum, and which everybody is extremely excited about, big fans of Jimmy Stewart. And then we will be doing a tour of some highlights of the county's facilities related, the Blacklick Creek Water Treatment Plant, a tour of Miller Fabrication, and a tour of the IRMC Behavioral Health Center. And then a board meeting on the following day. So just wanted to let you all know that.
Good. Any other business? I'd just like to make comment that it's been posted in the news about the $3.2 million that Indiana County has been awarded for homeless shelter. So that's good news, and we will put that. And there was a lot of work behind that, I'm sure, and still a lot of work ahead of us, but it will be good, put to good use. And one other thing that, you know, the last two meetings, Commissioner Hess has made a comment on the federal government and the state government and actually affecting our budget too. And as I was actually looking back in the past years of the county actually doing the budget, since 2010-20 coming in, I understand that, yes, we do have possibilities, those fundings and could be cut and whatever. But I just want to reiterate that the county itself, and again, I have mentioned, we actually started the process here in February. We, the county itself, we have a lot of work ahead of us, and we know what's in front of us. So I think we're going to put forward every effort and a lot of hours dealing with the 2026 budget. But again, just to make aware that we on ourselves, the county, has a lot of work to do with the budget for 2026. So with that being said, no other business be brought before us. The courthouse will be closed this Friday, January 13th, in observance of Flag Day. And our next regular meeting will be held June 25th here at the hearing room at 10:30. We'll have a motion to adjourn. Second? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, a second. Thank you.